Hello, innovators, disruptors, and agents of change. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we strip away the hype and unpack the real-world shifts as AI becomes the new operating system for revenue. I'm Tim Kortenovis, or at least my AI-cloned voice. Today, we're moving past the headlines and into the boardroom realities. Not just using AI in sales, but rethinking our entire go-to-market engine around agentic autonomy. So, buckle in and grab your favorite cup of coffee. If last year was about piloting AI, today is about living and governing this new world of revenue autonomy. Let's kick off with perhaps the most seismic shift: AI-powered agents moving from pilot projects to full-blown production. This quarter, we saw a record surge in funding and, more importantly, a dramatic acceleration from experiments to operations. What does this mean? AI is no longer tiptoeing around the edges of the sales process. It's stepping up to run end-to-end revenue workflows, prospecting, contracting, invoicing, you name it. Under clear boundaries, yes, but make no mistake, autonomous systems are not assistants. They are now operators. And that's a threshold moment, because when agents act at machine speed, failures suddenly touch real customers, not just demo data. AI oversight shifts out of the tech sandbox and straight into the hands of CROs, RevOps, and yes, even CMOs. This is no longer an innovation petri dish. This is your revenue stream, your margin stack, your reputation, all exposed to how you govern autonomous workflows. If you treat this like another tool to adopt, you'll miss the plot entirely. This is a redesign moment. It's about designing workflows where agents execute, humans supervise, and the value lies in how clearly you encode process, not just how well you pitch or close. And that brings us to cost, and wow, is the bill coming due. This week, infrastructure leaders sounded the alarm. The hidden tax of agentic AI isn't just fancy new models or clever prompts. It's the continuous compute, orchestration, and storage it takes to keep these agents running at scale. Think of it this way: the cloud economics just landed squarely on revenue's doorstep. Suddenly, you'll be asked, what's the cost per meeting set, proposal created, invoice sent, not in rough averages, but down to the unit economics. If you don't know your numbers, you're about to lose credibility and maybe control. I'll put it simply: autonomy without unit cost discipline equals margin erosion. So what does this do to your sales workflow? We're seeing a clear trend. Event-driven agents that spin up for a deal's lifecycle, focus on specific sequences, then power down. No more always-on dashboards or aimless activity lists. Every workflow needs explicit start and stop conditions, and every cost needs to be tied to real, measurable outcomes. Let's talk about where these agents live. Microsoft just dropped a bombshell. Taking agents from co-pilots in the sidecar to full-blown co-workers inside your productivity suite. That means they live and breathe where the actual work happens. Email, docs, spreadsheets, orchestrating account plans, coordinating stakeholders, even pushing approvals while you steer the ship. And here's the competitive edge: organizations with crisp information architecture, disciplined content, and clear permissioning are going to win fast. Agent performance will reflect your data hygiene, not your brand mythology. But beware: if your content library is a mess, if your access controls are leaky, if your deal logic sits in someone's head or on a sticky note, your risk just dialed up to 11. These agents can and will deliver costly errors at scale if you're not governing tightly. Now, one more shift to put on your radar: funding. All that VC money isn't chasing just another sales tool, it's backing agent manufacturers, platforms designed to let companies rapidly build and iterate on go-to-market logic through software, not static processes. This is the birth of GTMS code. If your RevOps team can partner with engineering and spin up new workflow logic weekly, not quarterly, you'll outmaneuver anyone stuck with a rigid vendor playbook. The real leverage is in becoming a revenue systems product team, not the internal ticket desk. What does this do to your org chart? Expect new roles like head of revenue automation and agent governance lead. SDRs shift from pounding out activity to managing exceptions and signal quality. AEs move from pushing steps to orchestrating high-stakes deals. And RevOps owns not just dashboards, but policy, escalation rules, and auditability. Which brings me to accountability. With agents driving pipeline, you'll need to rethink how you attribute outcomes, track failure, and design learning loops. Human judgment becomes more precious, but only in the hardest, most strategic places: deal strategy, pricing, risk, executive alignment. Before we close, a quick gut check. Watch for these red flags in your own org. Are your agents busy, but you can't state your unit economics? Are you still copying and pasting across systems with agents simply automating surface steps? Did innovation teams deploy agents without RevOps input? Are agent errors really the symptom of legacy data debt? If so, stop, pause, and get your house in order before scaling further. If I were a CRO this week, here's what I'd do. Pilot real autonomy inside quote to cash for one tightly scoped segment, letting agents draft quotes, validate configurations, and prep invoices, but holding a hard line on approvals and red lines. Track three things: cycle time, exception rate, cost per processed deal. Force cross-functional design across sales, finance, legal, and RevOps. Make autonomy real, measurable, and board visible. To sum it all up, agentic AI is fast becoming your new operating substrate. The winners aren't just the first to adopt agents, they're the first to encode their revenue logic into observable, economically sound, autonomous systems. The greatest leaders of this era won't be the loudest coaches, but the sharpest systems designers. Thanks for tuning in to the Agentic Revenue Brief. If you got value today, share this episode, subscribe, and let's keep pushing the field forward. One workflow, one policy, one autonomous outcome at a time. All the best, Tim Cortinovis.